now more Operation Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham! Talk 1600. I'm very honored and proud to have back with me someone I consider a dear friend and someone who I believe is one of the most courageous people in the financial world, Rob Kirby. Rob was born in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he received his post-secondary education at the Great York University in economics in Toronto. When Rob finished his degree, he went to work in the financial district on Bay Street in Toronto. He worked as an institutional trading desk, as an inter-dealer broker of foreign exchange and interest rate products. Rob started writing in 1997 on economic issues and was involved in a number of entrepreneurial pursuits. He now writes about the markets. He has written a book from a gold bug's point of view. He is the founder of a great website. I am a paid subscriber, very proud of that. And he does wonderful work at Kirby, K-A-R-B-Y, analytics.com. I encourage you to go there, KirbyAnalytics.com. Folks, I believe Rob Kirby is one of the best, if not the best, forensic financial analysts in the world. Rob, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Pleasure to be with you, Dave.
Rob, I want to start with what's happening here in the States. Our freedom of speech has been under assault for years. It's just that the vast majority of folks are unaware of it. Folks like myself, folks like yourself, face the brunt of what I call the globalists, the fascists that want to institute their new world order on a very regular basis. But now it's kind of actually coming out of the closet and coming into full view. A good example of that is what happened at the Trump rally in Chicago a couple nights ago. Zero Hedge just posted something. It's entitled "The Defense of the Oligarchs." MoveOn.org's simple and utter brutishness. Here's what they say. It appears the plutocrats themselves are awakening to their own limitations of omnipotence over the world. Their ability to falsify the economic well-being of the developed world has deteriorated so sharply, so quickly, that what was once a threat scenario theorized by the Council of Governors has become a reality, manifesting itself through the likes of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. But revolts can be crushed, and that is the strategy of MoveOn.org, simple and utter brutishness. Your take, Rob.
Well, my take, I think you're absolutely accurate in saying that there's a growing war or attack on free speech in your country in particular. And the reason we're seeing this, at least in my view, Dave, is that the establishment is absolutely, they're in full panic mode. Mm-hmm. And the reason, at least in my belief, they're in full panic mode is that they control every one of the people on the electoral slate in your country except for Mr. Trump. And Mr. Trump, being uncontrollable and not being in the pocket of the globalists, these are the questions that are running through the globalists' heads right now. Is Mr. Trump going to be okay with the Federal Reserve monetizing bad debt? Is Mr. Trump going to be on side and okay with negative interest rates? Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Trump going to be okay with the talks we've been hearing about banning cash? Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Trump going to be okay with the notion that climate deniers, climate warming people get jailed or possibly get jailed? Mm-hmm. Is Mr. Trump, this one's maybe a bit dodgy, but is Mr. Trump going to be in support of all aspects of the emerging and growing police state apparatus? Is Mr. Trump going to jump on top of Fed officials and BIS officials coming out making warnings that you know, we're in bad financial straits. Mm-hmm. I think he'd be in full support of all that. And is Mr. Trump going to stand for fraudulent reporting of CPI data, GDP, and employment data? So these are all questions that have to be rolling around like marbles in a jar in the heads of the globalist apparatus, the oligarchs, I think, as you just referred them to. And this all plays back into, at least in my view, because these things are all intimately connected. And you touched on it with an earlier guest on your show, Dave. But I will beg to differ with you slightly on this. You made a comment that paper contracts and precious metals are sold willy-nilly. I don't believe they're sold willy-nilly at all. I think they're sold, and I know that they're sold on a schedule. They have algorithms that monitor the movements in the prices, the paper prices of both gold and silver. And when certain price levels are attained, mm-hmm. the algorithms click in and the paper barrage begins. And this way, the fire alarm remains off mm-hmm. because America's financial ship is burning. And the globalists do not want the fire alarms ringing, notifying people that things are not as they're being reported. So that's where we're really at, and you know, and it's all wrapped up into the notion that all the things I just listed mm-hmm. are all happening, Dave, because the money is failing. Mm-hmm. Fiat money is failing before our eyes, and people in the know, including ex-Fed Reserve officials like Mr. Fisher, formerly the president of the Dallas Fed, mm-hmm. and William White, the former head economist at the BIS, mm-hmm. they all know that fiat money is failing before our eyes. They all know that fiat money is a big game of confidence, and they all know that the confidence is eroding before their very eyes. And these guys are out, sounding the warning bells. And for some of them, I do believe they're trying to, let's just say, put a shine on maybe discredited things that they've allowed to occur under their tenure in their positions. So, you know, it always comes back to the money. And let's just say that this suppression of physical precious metals and the paper price of precious metals, this suppression, in my view, won't go on forever. And I think, and I actually know some things that I'm not at liberty because I've promised secrecy. But there are things coming in the very near future on the legal fronts regarding precious metal and regarding banks that have been involved in suppressing the precious metals. And these things, when they're made public, which I believe will occur either this week or next week, these things at very, very least are going to be electrifying and at most might be jaw-dropping or more.
And, Rob, do you believe that's what actually triggers the financial fire alarms that the globalists can no longer suppress once that information comes out?
I do believe that once this information comes out, there is going to be a tsunami of buying for things, metal, gold and silver. I do believe that. So I think, let's put it this way, I do believe we are going to see in very short order if that's going to be the case. Because I will say this, with what I've been told is coming, and I have absolute faith that I've been given good goods, with what I've been told is coming, will absolutely make a stooge of anybody who ever said that precious metals were not suppressed and rigged.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are admissions coming. and there are huge fines coming. And people are going to be paying massive amounts of money, and it's going to get real nasty and ugly. And it's going to get real nasty and ugly in a big hurry. And all I can say is the people who denied that these things were occurring are going to be the court jesters of our time, and they are going to be the biggest, and they're going to be made to look like, and in fact be, the biggest fools the world has ever known.
Robbie,
I could list a palette of names, but you know what? There's no point. You know why? Because these clowns all know who they are, Dave.
No, they do. They really do. And they are all part of the globalist fascist network, Rob.
Yep.
You know, Rob, you've always said we're essentially one truth bomb away from this whole system imploding. And what you're telling us is the fuse has been lit to that bomb, and we're within a couple weeks of that bomb imploding the system.
Well, I think we're within a couple weeks of some stunning revelations. So,
and I want to play.
I mean, stunning, jaw-dropping revelations.
And Rob, I want to play again for folks so they hear it again. What, and you mentioned his name earlier, and we spoke about him in a previous segment. Dick Fisher, former head of the Dallas Fed, said on CNBC earlier this week. Derek, hit it.
The takeoff. So I think the congratulations should really go to Ben Bernanke and his committee. I had the privilege of serving on that committee, but it obviously ignited a rally that has continued to this day, with some toing and froing at the very end.
But really, since the end of QE3 back in 2014, yeah, it hasn't been quite as robust. I know you've warned about the efficacy of the last QE.
Right. I voted against QE3.
But do you think that central banks still have the power behind the stock market?
I think that power is running its course. I like to say that we injected cocaine and heroin into the system, and now we're maintaining our Ritalin. How's that?
So that was just a little bit of an appetizer for what's about to hit, right, Rob?
Yeah. But, you know, Dave, isn't it funny? I always thought that cocaine and heroin were illegal.
They are. And that hasn't stopped the Fed, as we've said, with our buddy Bob Mazur, former undercover agent with the DEA, talking about how the single biggest money launderer in the world of drug cartel money, for which he was undercover with the Medellin drug cartel, was none other than the beautiful, wonderful, omnipotent, globalist Federal Reserve.
Well, you know what? In all honesty, Dave, I think when you say the Federal Reserve, you must in the same breath put / U.S. Treasury.
Yes, that's true. They're one and the same.
Yes.
Rob, and on Zero Hedge recently, they talked about a striking admission by former Bank of England head. So now we have a Federal Reserve agent talking about coke and heroin jacking the system, and I believe both figuratively and literally. And formerly Fisher talked about manipulating the markets and the like. Now we have the former Bank of England head stating the following, Rob, quote, "The European Depression has been a deliberate act. While warnings by former central bankers who are more responsible about the current global mess sound is nothing but revisionist BS, and yet it was what King said at the launch of his new book that left us surprised, as the Telegraph reports today, according to the former head of the Bank of England's Europe's economic depression is the result of deliberate policy choices made by European Union elites." So, Rob, is Fisher, is King, are they just trying to protect themselves from a nearby lamppost and being strung up when the reset happens, or are they being put out there by the elites to, if you will, tell us that they're about to flush the toilet while us useless eaters, the unwashed, are in the shower?
Well, the axiom that's always been attributed to the globalists, Dave, is that they, in their perverse minds, they feel it's okay to do nasty things to humanity or people collectively as long as they give what they consider ample warning or fair warning to what they're about to unleash. and that somehow makes it okay in their twisted satanic minds. And I think that there's a large degree of, you know, a certain entity or a certain person gets picked to go out and either make an admission or to make a statement, which could very well be, you know, what's behind Fisher's, you know, moment of clarity and candor, and possibly the same thing with Mervyn King. So, you know, either way, it's a pretty sad commentary on the oligarchs who are running the show.
So, Rob, play this out over the next several weeks, month for us. You're very insightful on this with your forensic abilities when it comes to financial issues. So in the next couple weeks, there will be some information come forward that will be stunning for folks, that will, if you will, shine the light on the cockroaches that have pretended this manipulation of financial markets, and in particular of gold and silver markets, has never occurred. It will out those cockroaches, put the light of truth on them. Tell me and tell our listeners what happens to the economies around the world as these revelations become known, and how our listeners can protect themselves.
Well, if what I think is going to occur actually happens, I think we are in a position, probably the best position we've ever been in, that the active, ongoing, basically everyday suppression of gold and silver prices quite possibly comes to an end or gets severely curtailed. And if that is to occur, I believe that we could see the prices of precious metals gap up in a very significant way. And this would likely be coupled with an accompanying fall or drop on the U.S. dollar index, which means that the dollar gets undermined, and there's a good round of global selling of U.S. dollars, because, you see, when these revelations come to light, I don't think things are going to look good for U.S. regulators who, you know, investigated the precious metals markets,
right.
You know, as they claim themselves, thoroughly,
right,
and many times over the past number of years, and they could never find anything wrong. Well, I'll tell you what, somebody else has found something wrong, very seriously wrong, and all these details are going to be coming to light in the very near future. So the people that have enabled and the people that have denied are going to have a lot of egg on their face, and they're going to need a spatula with a good sharp edge to start scraping it off.
And Rob, when you speak about pricing of gold and silver gapping up in a very significant way, so some people are going to say, well, okay, so silver's going to go up $5 an ounce and gold's going to go up $40 an ounce and that'll be it. That's not what you're speaking about, is it?
No, I'm talking about historic norms maybe starting to reassert themselves. And, you know, let's maybe start with the gold-silver ratio. For every ounce of gold that comes out of the Earth's crust, 10 ounces of silver come out of the Earth's crust. That would sort of be indicative that the price of silver should be one-tenth the price of an ounce of gold. And, you know, in saying so, just to back it up with some numbers, roughly 88 million ounces of gold are mined from the Earth's crust every year, and roughly 888 million ounces of silver are mined from the Earth's crust every year. That's a 10-to-1 ratio. That's very constant over time. So why is an ounce of silver 1/83 the price of an ounce of gold? So what I'm saying is, if some of these historical relationships start to reassert themselves, we could see, like, an ounce of silver at a tenth the cost of an ounce of gold in today's dollars right now. So that would imply a silver price, if this were to begin to happen or to unfurl, This would mean that the price of an ounce of silver could very quickly rally to something in the $100 plus range and still be within what it, like, just what nature dictates.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we've had prices held in an artificial loop for so long that when and if the suppressive forces are taken off, that these things could very abruptly readjust. And that's what I'm thinking is very likely.
Now, Rob, there's something called the Commitment of Traders Report that comes out every Friday. And that report is generated by what organizations?
The Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC.
Rob, do you trust anything that comes out of the CFTC?
No.
Okay. So there are many people right now that are very bullish, positive on gold and silver, yet they say, well, the current Commitment of Traders report shows that the bullion banks, the bad guys, the banksters, are really have a lot of shorts on, are really betting against the price of gold and silver going up significantly in the near future.
Yep.
So, Rob, my problem with that logic is that you're basing your assumptions on data that is fraudulent.
Yeah, but you know what? Here's what we do know. What we do know is that because there were CFTC hearings regarding this in 2010, and in 2010, at CFTC hearings in Washington, it was admitted by industry insiders that COMEX sold basically for every ounce of gold that they had that they could deliver in the vault, they sold 100 ounces in paper form. Well, today, that number has grown to, for every ounce they have in the vault, there's 500 paper sales for every ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, of deliverable in the vault. So the, you know, while people have said, well, metals haven't done well over the last 5 years, Rob, I'm going to say, answer them that, yeah, but the amount of paper selling versus the amount of physical metal available for delivery has grown by a factor of five. And this is why prices are down, and this is why prices didn't go up. And if this kind of activity is brought to an end and people are no longer allowed to sell 500 ounces of paper for every ounce they have of deliverable metal, prices could pop in a hurry. And people that are short the paper ounces might have to be forced into buying them back. And this thing could go up like a rocket ship.
So if in the next couple of weeks there was a revelation of someone coming out, somebody's coming out, more than one person, let's say, and saying, you know what, somebody from the regulating group came out and said, you know what, this is all a fraud, or our numbers are a fraud, or the physical price is not indicative of what we've fraudulently created with the paper price. This would in turn, Rob, going back to something you said earlier, would be a trigger for the financial fire alarm across the world, wouldn't it?
I believe it could be, Dave. I think it's very likely.
Rob, how can folks follow you?
You can find me on the web at KirbyAnalytics.com.
Rob, I want to thank you for everything that you do. You truly are an amazing individual who does great work, who has courage to back up everything you say and you do. You are a one-in-a-million kind of person. Folks, until next week, dream big and dare to fail. This is Dave Janda signing off from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.